I believe that God is in control, but that doesn't stop me from worrying about so many things in my life. And maybe that's the case for you when you think about finances or the well-being of your kids, not to mention world events. And even though Catholics know God is all-powerful, worry and negative thoughts can still threaten one's peace of mind. In her book, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through Scripture, Melissa Overmyer offers inspiration, practical tips to remember God's love, power, no matter the circumstances. Melissa is the founder of Something Great Ministries, and her story of conversion to Catholicism was published in her book, Metamorphosis of a Soul. And Melissa is joining me today to give us a little bit more insight into her new book. Melissa, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited to be here.
Melissa, I don't believe I am alone when it comes to having worry. And somehow it feels to me like if I don't worry about it, I don't care about it, right? And that plagues, I think, many of us. So what's your starting point for helping someone who's just trying to figure out how to get a hold of this part of their life?
Well, I think it's at an epidemic level right now. I think the pandemic really shot the worry through the roof. And for me personally, I have to remind myself again and again, because I'm a natural born worrier, I tend to sort of go in that direction. And so I have to pray every morning to ask the Lord to increase the theological virtues that were given to me at baptism of faith, hope, and love, and to stir those up in my heart. And the amazing thing is that if you're a baptized believer, you have what it takes to go from worry to wonder, which is great news. So there's hope for all of us. And so the very first starting point, I believe, is on your knees, is in prayer. And then to trust that the word of God is true. And if it is true, then he not only will tell us what to do, but he will enable us to do it. And so how he does that is through the teachings of the church. And so it's this beautiful gift that God has given us through scripture and through the teachings of the church, that we can walk a beautiful path, that God will take us by the hand, and we really can be set free from worry. And I know it's true because it's happened in my own life, and now I've seen it through this book happening in other people's lives as well.
Well, Melissa, of course, our church recognizes that. Even in our own liturgy during the Our Father, the priest says, relieve us from these anxieties. So, I mean, Jesus knew. Jesus understood that. Now, in your book, you talk about mental boundaries and habits that you've cultivated to help your mind kind of dwell on these good and true and beautiful things. So what's helped you decide that this was an important habit to build just in your own life?
Well, I have a very vivid imagination, and my mind can really race to the worst case scenario right away in about 0.5 seconds. And so I had to learn that what the scripture says when it says to take your thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. When I first read that, I thought, wow, that sounds like censorship. It just seemed kind of odd to me. But the truth is that God has healthy boundaries. And I think of them as sort of like, if you've ever gone to the bowling alley and they put those bumper guards, in the lane to help the ball go straight down the alleyway to make a strike. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to have a strike, in our life. He wants us to flourish. And so he helps us in his word by giving us sort of the bumper guards of where our mind is to dwell. And we're to take these thoughts captive. And then we are to say, okay, Lord, here are these anxious thoughts that I have. You don't have to deny that you have them. It's not like you're stuffing them or denying that they're real, because some of our anxiety or our anxious thoughts, are because we have some real problems in our life. And so what we do, though, is instead of dwelling on those, it's about refocusing our attention from our worries or our troubles onto the answer. So which I just love. That's what the Bible is always telling us to do, is to not dwell on the problem, but to dwell on the answer, to refocus. As St. Thérèse of Lisieux said, I whisper little I love yous, and it's like throwing little straws on the fire. If we can take our thoughts captive and then choose to place those worries in God's more capable hands, and then to look to him, the answer, with expectation that he is going to meet us right where we are and get us to where we need to be, then that's an amazing thing. That right there will get you to what I call the next level of hope. Because if you are dwelling on your problems, you can dip down into despair and hopelessness. But God is a God of hope and a God who longs to lift us up right up next to his cheeks, which is so beautiful. It talks about in the word that he scoops us up and he brings us up to his cheeks. And so we need to learn to refocus our attention from our worries to him. And the scripture lays out how to do it. It says that we are to rejoice, and we are to dwell on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. And it has to pass the smell test on all of those. It can't just be true, because many of our problems are true. But is it true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable, which is basically the truth, beauty, and goodness of God?
Melissa Overmeyer is an author of a new book, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through Scripture. It is out by Ascension Press, and Melissa is joining me today. I spoke in our introduction. I am a person who tends to worry about things, and I'll worry about things that won't even come true or that aren't happening, meaning that I feel so blessed in my life on wonderful days, and I think, this can't possibly last. Something is going to happen, and I worry about whatever that could be. For you, Melissa, you have gone through some trauma in your life, and I think that is kind of part of that inspiration for the book. Share with our listeners a little bit about that and how those lessons kind of stay with you today to help you overcome the thought of, what if this happens again?
So it's kind of interesting. We've had lots of, believe it or not, sort of crazy, disastrous things that have happened in our life. And while I know that it wasn't his perfect will that these things happen, it was his permissive will that things were allowed to happen. One of them is my middle daughter, second daughter, broke her neck while surfing. And we had to, thanks be to God, her spinal cord was not snapped. But that was a very, very difficult time in our life. And that's really where the beginnings of this book started taking place. Because I had to realize that what the scriptures said were true, and that I needed to praise God and rejoice, not because of our circumstances, but in spite of them. And so part of that is allowing your mind then to dwell again on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable, and praising God and being grateful. So I had to go back to, instead of all the what ifs, because, you know, when something happens, you know, your mind can go really down this path of what ifs. And I had to be very present and say, thank you, God, and be very grateful for what I had in the present moment. And knowing, you know what, God has gotten me this far. He's going to not abandon me now. He's going to continue. And I love this picture of thinking that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And if he's brought me this far, why wouldn't he bring me into the future? So instead of casting, you know, doom and gloom in the future, cast beauty and goodness into the future, that expect good things from God. And so we got through that, and then only to have not this Christmas, but last Christmas. So it's been a year, just a little over a year, that our house was burned to the ground. So again, we had an arsonist broke in, and he vandalized the whole house, and then he burned it to the ground. So again, I've had to take everything that's written in this book and really apply it to my own life. And that's how I can tell you it actually works. It's not my words. It's because it's God's word. And it's because it's the teachings and the gifts of the church that they've given us. So I can tell you, when the enemy of your soul comes to kill, steal, and destroy your peace, the one firm foundation you have is Jesus Christ and the teachings in his word and the sacraments of the church that can hold you steady and hold you strong. And be thankful for these things. God has, he has never abandoned us, and he is not going to. So we can stand firm in that promise that God is with us and will bring us through to whatever it is that we have to walk through. He not only will be with us, he'll enable us then to walk with him through it.
You'll learn more in Melissa's new book, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through Scripture. The author joining me today, Melissa Overmeyer. Melissa, I have enjoyed our conversation so much. I want to get into this book a little bit more, find out some things about it, plus some great resources that go along with it. But I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
I am continuing now my conversation with Catholic author Melissa Overmeyer. She's joining me today to talk about a wonderful new book, well, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through Scripture. Melissa joined me in our last half hour to share a little bit more about her understanding of why we worry and how she's learned to not worry even through very traumatic times in her own life. Melissa is staying with me today to talk a little bit more about her book. Melissa, thank you so much for staying with me through the break.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you have this wonderful new book. Even through everything that you've gone through, you've realized, well, I am going to get through the fact that my house burned to the ground by writing a book about worry. So let's dive into this book. When listeners pick up your book, what are they going to find out?
Well, first of all, I have in it what I call my worry to wonder checklist. And I call these moments like, what? Like when you find out really bad news, that you can go literally from what to wow, when you start expecting and seeing the hand of God operating even in bad circumstances. So the first seven chapters of the book is really the checklist. It's taking a deep dive into really what the worry to wonder checklist is. And in the book, after you have the seven chapters on the worry to wonder checklist, then you have a 40-day journal, and then you have a toolkit at the back. So that's really the crux of the book. So I'm just going to tell you the worry to wonder checklist is seven scriptures that are very important, that if we take each one and we walk through it, and I have to do it again and again, it's not just sort of a one and done thing. And the thing I like about the journal is it takes this good information, but it turns it into then transformation in your life. St. Anthony of the Desert said we should practice until practice becomes habit and habit becomes nature. So after you've done this for a while, it's something that will just click in. I mean, at least it does for me. And that's what the 40-day journal helps to happen. So the first thing that we need to do is to refresh our spirit each morning. And that's what the church calls a morning offering. And Romans 12:1 says this, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. So in the morning, I just wake up and I say, here I am, Lord, fill me with yourself. Just presenting myself and my day and all that it contains to the Lord. And then the second thing that we need to do is plug into the power source. And that's Romans 12:2. And it says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And so we have to put the truth in of who God is. When we have a small God, we have big problems. When you have a big God and we really know who God is, our problems take their rightful place, which is under his authority. So know who God is and what he can do. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we need to remember that and remind ourselves of that. And nothing is beyond his capability to redeem and renew and transform. And so that's number two. And then number three, we need to know who we are. Well, that's Philippians 4:13. And it states that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we know who we are. We're God's beloved. And so he's going to enable us then to get through whatever it is that we're going to walk through together. And then the next one, which is really the sort of the PowerPoint of the whole book, is then naming your worries. And that's what you can do in the journal. You say, okay, and you were talking about, is this really true? Name the worry and say, well, I'm in graduate school, so I have a test coming up. So have I then done, it's a true worry, have I done what I can do? Mm. So parts that only you can do. And then there's parts that God can do. So if I've done my part, have I studied for the test? Yes, I have.
Okay.
Then I take the worry, I place it in my hand, and I literally brush it off, and I take it off of my hands, and I place it into God's bigger, more capable hands. And it's not that you're just throwing it out there. It's that you're literally placing it in God's hands, who cares for you so much. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. And it's just such a beautiful act of faith and trust and hope to place yourself and your worries and all that you're going through in God's capable hands, knowing that he cares for you, which is a beautiful, beautiful reminder. And then say, well, I've done what I could do. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to give that to God. And then scripture says in Philippians 4:4-6, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Have no anxiety at all about anything, but rejoice. And so I have had to learn that I have to rejoice in spite of my circumstances, not because of them, as an act of the will. And so I listen to a lot of praise music. I don't know about you, but I listen to a lot of praise music, and I constantly have it playing, have it in my car, have it in my home. And that just turns my heart and my soul upward to God to remind me it's really God that's in charge, and it's divine providence. And I'm doing what I can do, but I have to leave some things up to divine providence because I'm not God. And then, so I look up and rejoice, and then I stay in the light. I guide my thoughts to what is excellent, what is true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Because these worries, they're like little slithering snakes that will try to come back in. And you just have to call on the Blessed Mother to stomp those snakes and then to just stay in the light and the love of God. And then the last thing is to act in God's strength, courageously to stand firm. And that's Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. And that's putting on the full armor of God. And you can read about it in Ephesians. But he says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, to put on the full armor of God. And so when we do these things, we can courageously take the next step, which is all that God ever asks us to do.
Wow, that is fabulous. Our readers, you can find more about all of those steps from Melissa Overmyer's new book, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through the Scripture. It is available through Ascension Press. Melissa, you've got a great webpage with many more resources. Tell our listeners more about it and where they can find it.
Thank you so much. Well, at melissaovermyer.com. And I've been teaching the scriptures for over 30 years. There's tons of videos and links. And I really have just enjoyed so much through the years, just going through the scriptures, not only finding out what they say about worry, but finding out what they say about just about everything in life. And so it's such a reliable source, the scriptures and the teachings of the church and the Blessed Mother. I have to say, I'm a convert and I have fallen madly in love with the Blessed Mother and the Rosary. And on my website, it teaches you how to pray the Rosary, and you can pray it along with me even. So all of these things are on there. And it's just hopefully a really good resource for all things Catholic.
Oh, fantastic. I went there myself in preparation for our interview today, and I encourage all of our listeners to definitely check that out. Melissa, I appreciate so much your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And I want to close with this one beautiful scripture. It says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. And it's just such a simple verse, but if you can hide that in your heart, and when those worries come in, just say that Psalm 56:4, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, and the enemy will flee and your heart will be filled with hope. Thank you so much, Brenda, for having me.
And again, that is Melissa Overmyer, the name of her new book, From Worry to Wonder, A Catholic Guide to Finding Peace Through Scripture. It is available through Ascension Press. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Ascension Press and order a book for yourself, and also to find out more information on Melissa's webpage. You'll find both those links on the podcast of this interview, on the Hail Mary Media app, or our webpage, materdeiradio.com.